You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to the episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is a Wednesday, March 24th in the year 2021, and today is the day for the first time during spring practice, the boys on the football team put the pads on for the very first time. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lined up for today in segment two, we're going to talk about some things that stood out from Tony Alford's media availability on Tuesday. Segment three, one thing that we witnessed last season that I hope does not happen next season in the fall. We begin today's show talking about that very thing that I mentioned about 20 to 30 seconds ago. Today is the day that the boys on the football team put the pads on for the first time during spring practice. I remember back when I was playing football, and it was my first year playing football, and seventh grade, I played soccer spring and the fall. All of a sudden, for some reason, seventh grade year, fall comes up, missed soccer tryouts. So I had an option. Am I going to just stay home, go home after school and not play any sports, or am I going to play football? I had never played football till that time, but I knew that there was something about being in that locker room, being with the guys, being with my friends. Said, yeah, sure, I'll play football. I had no idea what I was getting into. First day, they're already wearing pads. First day, there was nothing like no shorts like today, no shells. No, they're already wearing full pads in practice. I didn't know how to put pads on. Shoulder pads were easy. It was kind of like self-explanatory. Put them over you. Make sure the clips and the straps are up in the middle. Put them on. Easy. Done deal. No questions asked. I had no idea about like the girdle, hip pad, butt pad. What is all this stuff? Thigh pad, knee pad. I know how to put those in, but what is all this stuff? I didn't know anything about that. But then I remember what it meant in high school, especially around the time we got a new coach, I believe it was my senior year, and that coach, starting of two-a-days, we weren't wearing full pads. We were wearing, sometimes we would go out there just wearing helmets. It was very weird. My entire life when I was on a football field, I had to wear pants, and football pants with pads in them, and then I wore my shoulder pads and helmet, full gear at practice every time. When new coach comes in, says, no, we're going to change things up, and we're just going to wear helmets. So I'm like, coach, what are you doing? What is this? Well, he's like, this is a different way to practice. It's a way to save your body so your body is not worn down at the end of the season. I'm thinking, coach, I'm 16, 17, 18, probably was 17 or 18 years old at the time. Well, I ain't worried about no down the road. I'm worried about right now. I want to hit somebody. But I do see the benefit of it at that time. But in two-a-days, in the summer, you're doing summer conditioning. You get to put the pads on and hit somebody else. It means something, especially that very first time. There's a raised level of intensity. The adrenaline starts going a little bit more. You're going to see the coaches, your coaches, act a little bit different because the first time somebody gets popped, hey, everybody gets hype. You'll see guys running around, hitting people's helmets and things, just very, very happy that the pads are on. And this is where the rubber meets the road. Yes, all of these guys, most of these gentlemen, have earned a scholarship at Ohio State. They have earned a scholarship to be a Buckeye. Wearing shorts, completely different. We're not wearing full pads. If you're just wearing a helmet, it's completely different than if you're having full pads on and you're sitting there and you're ready to hit somebody. And you're like, wait, this is the first time. So I know all week you and I have been talking trash. We've been talking junk. I'm going to kill you when we get to the board drill or Oklahoma drill. I got you. These are some things that people talk about on the football field or one-on-one corner, CB1 for cornerback, wide receiver one. Hey, bro, me and this quarterback, I know it's my first time going with him in this drill with you, but I'm going to kill you. And these are the things that happen. Now, granted, wide receivers can do those drills without wearing full pads. But if you're a linebacker, a running back, if you're a lineman and you want to hit somebody, this is a day you have been waiting for. The youngsters, they're going to see very, very quickly. Things are going to get ramped up really, really fast. For those guys that have been there for a while, they got to show and prove they still deserve that spot, because there's somebody coming up right behind them or somebody that was there previously saying, look, I know you had the spot last year. Last year's in the past. Forget that. This is a new year, and I am coming for your spot. Putting pads on, man, for a football player, it's amazing. The first time you get to do it, especially in the spring, right before the spring game, which is still, I believe, on April the 17th, about a little less than a month away from now, about 3 weeks away from now, is the spring game. Yeah. Everybody, people know the importance. They understand the importance of it. And it's very, very exciting to know that the football team, those players, they're going to put the pads on today. I'm going to be watching and waiting to see videos on the Twitter, videos on the Instagram of players going at it. Not fighting, not bickering back and forth, but the pounding of the pads. That's what I live for. Old school days, old school Jay. And I'll wrap this first segment up with this. When I was a youngster, Monday Night Countdown, they had Chris Berman and the boys there. They had the segment called Jacked Up. They can't do it anymore because the NFL has tried to eliminated those type of hits. But trust me, growing up, Jacked Up, Brian Dawkins, John Lynch, man, please. I loved every second of it. And I remember when you get those hits, boom, boom, boom. I mean, it does something to you as a youngster, knowing you're playing the same game they are. You see these guys play at the highest of highest levels and over and over, over and over, over and over. And that's what I'm waiting to see today. Nothing dirty, nothing illegal, clean, legal hits where guys are getting hit hard and everybody is rallying and praising that person that laid them, that brought the wood, for doing exactly that in, might I add, a legal way. Let's step away very quickly. And when we come back, we'll go to Tony Alford and discuss what he saw, what he said during today's media availability about the running back room. But first, check this out. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED. It can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Locked On at checkout and just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Locked On to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. We have been telling you all about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup is cookies and cream versus coconut almond. I like and I love cookies and cream. Built Bar's coconut is way better than expected. But cookies and cream, if I had to vote today, cookies and cream, gets my vote. Go to BuiltBar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter. Remember to use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15, LOCKED, the number 1 and the number 5, to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the new Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast. If this is your first time listening or watching Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time watching or listening to podcast, I want to say welcome back. Locked On Buckeyes drops a fresh new episode every Monday through Friday. So make sure you subscribe to Locked On Buckeyes or to WKYC on the YouTube, or check WKYC.com out every single day so you don't miss a beat. Anytime Coach Tony Alford speaks about the running back room, my level of attention goes up. I am very, very tapped in, tuned in, and ready to go to what he says, because this position, yes, it is loaded, but this position is very vital to this team's success. Not only the team's success, but how comfortable the new quarterback is early in the season. And a new quarterback's one of his best friends. Well, one, it's going to be the five hog mollies, the five guys up front, from left tackle to right tackle, from tackle to tackle. That's who he is watching, who he was looking forward to seeing how they block for him so he can properly maneuver on the pocket, get the ball out to the receivers, the tight end, or even to the running back without ending up on the ground before he does so. But also the running back room, a lot of talent. My goodness, so much talent. From Henderson to Teague to Crowley to Mayan Williams, Still Chambers. I mean, there's so – I didn't list them all. There's so much talent in this room. And one thing – one of the first things that question was asked to Tony Alford was about the two running back system or one running back system. You think about it. You got Ezekiel Elliott, one running back system. J.K. Dobbins, once he took over, one running back system. But then – J.K.'s last year, it was almost a J.K. all day type of deal, but you did see Master Teague play a lot. Now, I will say, many of you are smart and probably were like, Jay, but Master Teague was not really the main guy. You're correct. J.K. Dobbins was your bell cow. If he did not get 2,000 yards that last year, it was right under 2,000 yards rushing his last year at Ohio State. Master Teague, I believe, had 700 or 750 his freshman year at Ohio State. A lot of that was in the second half, mop-up duty, because the game was over. J.K. did not need to be in the game, so J.K. comes out. Master Teague goes in. Ohio State's backups are still better than most team starters. Let's keep running that ball, baby. Let's keep running that ball. But Tony Alford did pinpoint and highlight, talking about two running back system or one running back system, and which one would he go with? His first thought in his statement was, one of his first things he said, he has to do what is needed to win games. If it calls for two running backs to play, so be it. That's what he'll do. He'll play two running backs. He'll play the guys that deserve to be on the field. So be it. If it's just one running back, so be it. But he believes he needs to do what is needed for him and the team to be successful. And in that, it means if it's two running backs, so be it. If it's one running back, so be it. Another thing that he mentioned, this is probably about halfway or 75% to the end of the press conference. He did talk about how at the end of spring, he may have to have some tough conversations or some tough conversations with some people, with some young men in that running back room, with there being so much talent. Players that are recovering from injuries that should be fully healed right now. Six running backs in that room. Somebody's not going to play on the field. Somebody's not going to get the amount of attention and the amount of play that they expect they should get. And Tony Alford said, yes, there will have to be some of those tough conversations at the end of spring ball. But at the same time, we aren't there yet. First day of pads is today. We're going to see a lot about what you're made of today. We're going to figure out a lot about what kind of man you are today. Now, granted, this is not a make or break day for the team, but you're going to find, I'm telling you, man, the first day of pads, you find out a lot about people on your team. There may have been somebody that killed last year, and then they come up here and they're like, whoa, I ain't ready for this. Oh, you're not ready? We got a spring game in 3 weeks. If you're not ready right now for what's coming to you right now, woo-hoo-hoo, we got to hold on, pump the brakes, baby. Pump the brakes. Because I surely hope you'll be ready for what's to come for you, because this is just the beginning of a long road to prepare for the season before the season starts in the fall. Another thing that he mentioned, the question that was coming up to him was, does he expect for the freshman to start, or does he expect a lot out of the freshman early on because of what happened with J.K. Dobbins, where J.K. Dobbins did start his freshman year? That's not the expectation. It's just something that happened. You do use the past to mold how you coach and how you formulate your room in the depth chart right now, something that Tony Alford did say. But I don't, it's me personally talking about my opinion, I don't think he's going to tag this conversation with these young men. And I don't think he's going into this season, this spring football season, saying, yeah, we got to have this happen right now. J.K. did it, so I expect this from you or you. I don't think that's the way you should properly coach, because if he does that, then he's going to knock out Master Teague, who some believe he's going to be the starter. We'll talk about that here in a second in the final segment. Still Chambers, Mayan Williams, Marcus Crowley. There's a lot of talent in this room. And if you rely on the freshmen too much, you're going to kick away the older guys that have been there that have proven themselves to you. Some of them have in ways, some of them have not. If you rely on the youngsters, the old guys will be like, hey, coach, look, I've been here longer. I deserve this. I've proven to you and the others, I deserve this spot. Relying on the youngsters, not always the best thing. If they prove they deserve the spot, hand it over to them very, very quickly. He did also make this comment about, I forget if it was Crowley or Chambers. Let me look at my notes really quickly. It was a question about Marcus Crowley and his status, his recovery, how he'll be able to go in the fall. We'll end with this. And Tony Alford made this comment a comment about a couple plays that happened during the national championship game. Crowley got into the game. And a couple plays, he got hit. He was off balance, knocked off balance. His strength, his score, his core. I mean, he wasn't really up and he wasn't ready for the moment. And Tony Alford had told him numerous times prior to that, you're not ready. It's a tough pill to swallow. You're a youngster. You're there to play. You think you're ready to play, and your coach is telling you you're not ready. Well, a couple hits in that game, knocked off balance. And it was mainly because he just wasn't strong enough, had to build up his core. He goes on the sideline and he apologized to coach and says, coach, I apologize because I'm not ready. And Tony Alford was reminded of the times when Alford had told Crowley that he wasn't ready. Now we're seeing the strength that's being built there for Marcus Crowley right now. He does believe now that he is ready. And still Chambers, it was a quick rumor. I got to get this out because I was wondering how he was going to respond to this. There is a rumor out there that the possibility of Still Chambers moving to linebacker from the running back spot. Tony Alford did say, I don't know where that rumor came from. I have heard that. That did not come from our running back room. And I'll close that segment out with this. When we come back, sticking with the running back position, one thing that happened last year that I hope does not happen this year. But first, check this out. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's even free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or your mobile device. And when you sign up, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, head to betonline.ag on your computer or your mobile device. And make sure when you sign up, you use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Are you ready for the NFL draft? Join Locked On NFL Draft host Trevor Sekema and Benjamin Solak as they give you their latest positional rankings and analysis on 2021 draft prospects with team-centric guest mocks right around the corner. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. As we wrap up today's episode here of Locked On Buckeyes, I want to give you a little peek into what's to come Thursday and Friday of this week. On Thursday, we're going to start a two-part series of kind of a reality check or a year in review for the basketball team. Thursday is about the players. Friday is about Coach Chris Holtmann, someone that some of you may have been very critical of. Last year, something that's been on my mind for quite a while. Last year, going into the season, it was a two-headed monster, two-headed race. Who was going to be the starting running back? No questions asked. A lot of talent in that room. But it was Master Teague or Trey Sermon. Crowley was hurt. Williams, I believe, was hurt as well. Still Chambers got in early in the season, but he was never in the RB1 or RB2 slot on the depth chart. It was always Master Teague or Trey Sermon. Didn't take very long at all to figure out who the better running back was. Now, granted, Sermon was new and it was very clear. Sermon's chemistry with the offensive line was not there. That was no questions asked. That's not something that was a hidden secret. You watch the games. You see what I see. Sermon's ability there to have the chemistry, the continuity, the things that go on into having a good running back offensive line relationship, not just on the field while the game is being played, but also off the field. May have been great off the field, but on the field, you're learning on the job, and there are growing pains there for Trey Sermon. 2-3 games in, you started to see him kind of get a groove, but also Master Teague was getting a lot of the carries when I thought, some of you may have thought, that it should have been Sermon getting those carries. One thing that kind of got under my skin last year, a little uneasy, a little unnerving for me personally. I'm going to get very opinionated right now through the rest of the week because your boy has a lot to say. Last year, respect Tony Alford, respect him as a head coach, respect what he has done with the running back room, respect a lot of things. But I was very, very confused as to why Master Teague was getting a lot of the carries. Very, very confused. To me, you watch the games, you see there's a reason why at the end of the season, Sermon broke off and Teague did not. There's a reason why at the end of the season, Sermon had that streak of, 2 or 3 games where it was like, boom, boom, boom. And granted, if he did not get hurt in the national championship game, boom, it would have been a completely different story. Because without him on the field, the running game is limited and, well, the rest is history. I surely hope it's something that you can learn from. We heard Alford say that he learned from the past. He learned some past experiences, not just with J.K. Dobbins, but with all of the running backs that he has had the privilege to coach at the Ohio State University. And one thing that a coach and a fan or someone in the media sees is one person that deserves a spot because they have earned it and somebody else that might get the spot when they haven't earned it. Not saying they haven't earned playing time, but earn the amount of carries and the bulk of the carries and the majority of the carries every single time. I do believe if the Buckeyes, if the football team goes into next season and we see more of, two-back system is great, it's okay, but there's one guy that has emerged and that guy that has emerged is not getting the bulk of the carries, I think there's a problem with that. A big, fat problem with that. Play the guy that deserves to play. Play the better player. No questions asked every single time. Play the better player. Go back to last season. I won't go back any further than that. We can all go back and say, well, he deserved it. He did not. He deserved it. He did not. Let's just go to the last season. Teague is a good guy. Sermon's a good guy. No problems there. Sermon should have been RB1. Teague should have been RB2. And if Crowley was not hurt and Mayan Williams was not hurt, would Teague be RB2? Ha! We don't know. I don't know. We can't speculate. We can speculate, but I don't want to say definitively he would not be. Play the best player from the jump. If one guy has proven and showed that he deserves to be in that spot, play that player. Going to help yourself, going to help the team, going to help the quarterback, and the margin of victory should be a whole lot wider. Thank you guys so much for listening and or watching Locked On Buckeyes today. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Remember, guys, five-star reviews. Fill up that review section on Apple with five-star reviews. Other places you can listen to and enjoy Locked On Buckeyes are Google Podcasts, Stitcher, the radio.com app, and even iHeartRadio. Just send me a few places you can subscribe or follow Locked On Buckeyes so you don't miss a beat. One request before we close this thing out. Five-star reviews. Let's help this show keep growing and growing and growing as the summer is going on. It'll be great to have the audience and the listenership or viewership of this podcast grow and grow and grow. Tomorrow, Friday, two-part series, either year in review or reality check for the basketball team. Thursday's about the players.